episode 388, Being Uncomfortable is Good.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you doing? Oh my goodness, I have been thinking so much about you. I have started this brand new workout again for the month of February 2016. And I just finished January 2016, and so now I'm moving into a new routine. It's just how I'm sculpting my body. It takes time, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I was thinking specifically about you all when I was stretching after all of it was said and done because I was so uncomfortable. I was doing this brand new workout and looking at it going, there is no way I can do that. You want me to do that? And I'm going to, who put this together? I know I'm crazy. And you know what? It does work. But being uncomfortable is good. Come on in. Have a seat. You need to be inspired today. I want to motivate you to the next level in your life and in your journey. Maybe you are coming across things that are just, uncomfortable. You maybe have to go speak in front of people and you haven't done that since high school or college. And you're thinking, I really don't want to speak in front of anybody. Well, we're going to end up speaking tonight because we've got some major voting happening here within our state. Yes, we are in the state of Iowa. And for those of you in the United States, you know Iowa is big and we have our caucus. We are the beginning of the voting period for the presidential campaigns. And so it's going to be a really, really, really big night. And speaking's one of them. But a lot of us, we're very uncomfortable about speaking. We're very uncomfortable with sometimes changing our hair color even. Something as simple and crazy as that. Or growing it out. Maybe it's short and we have to go through that stage of awkwardness where, you got to wait for that extra inch and it takes just a month. But if you can make it through that month, woo, it's awesome. But if you can't, you're tempted. You just want to stop and you go back to the old way. Being uncomfortable is very good. It actually stretches you. It makes you realize what more you can do. Being uncomfortable lets you see the brighter sides to life. It actually comforts you in your most trying storms in life. Being uncomfortable is good. Yet we don't see it as comfort, do we? We see being uncomfortable as a problem, a thorn in our side. Really? Do I have to go through that? Why me? Why now? Are you kidding me? And that's what we begin to ask ourselves instead of flipping the coin and saying, wait a minute, what good can come of this? Whoa, I'm going to be stretched. I'm going to find out things that I didn't know about myself. How cool is that? And like for me today, I was being stretched. I was like, there's no way this body's going to do that and lift how much weight doing that? I don't think so. And I did it. And I did it in record time. For me, it was my personal best. And so it's not about comparing to others and what others do in their lives. It's about living your life. Being uncomfortable in your life is good. I want you to embrace it. I don't want you to run from it. It's real easy to run away when you begin to feel kind of itchy and the butterflies come in your tummy and you get that big, huge lump in the back of your throat. And you're like, there's no way I'm going that direction. I'm taking the easy way out. Why take the easy way out? It's not stretching you. It's not growing you personally. You've already got everything else down pat. Why not try something new? See, being uncomfortable means it's something new. It's something fresh. It's an adventure. It's like you're exploring a new world. And we really get stuck in our own ruts, in our own habits, in our own, I don't want to think about it, I just want to do it attitude. Because if I have to think about it, that means that's more energy and I'm just too tired. You're not too tired. You are made for so much more. God created you on purpose for a purpose. And did you ever think maybe sometimes he wants you to be a little uncomfortable? Because he wants to see how great you can be Because he already knows it, but he wants what? You to see it. He wants you to see how incredible you are, that you do matter, that the effort that you put in to everything that you do counts for something, for someone, and most definitely for you. So when you're having a difficult time and you're not really feeling comfortable and you're wanting to pull away from something, stop for a moment. Just stop. Look at it as an adventure. Say, whoa, what can I learn from this today? What is it going to teach me about me? Where is it going to take me? Maybe I'll end up going to a new world that I never thought I would travel to. And that new world may be a new career, job opportunity. It may be starting your own business. It may be quitting your job and coming home because the kids are getting older and they need you now more than they did when you were younger. It may be retiring much earlier than what you thought. It may actually be able to help you find a way to pay off debt quicker. You won't know until you embrace the uncomfortness of life. Being uncomfortable is good. I would ask you to take a moment and pause and think about it before you sit there and throw up your hands and what? You get all flustered and frustrated, and you're going every which direction because you're uncomfortable. Don't. Just sit back and say, okay, I'm game. I'm in on this. Let's see what happens. What's the worst that can happen? You excel to the top of the mountain. You're awesome. You're incredible and remarkable. You succeed at it. You conquer it in style. Or, well, you could retreat and not know any of that. Now, I'm not saying it's going to end up that way. It may take a few, you know, hiccups and detours along the way in order to get to that mountaintop. But you will never know, and you'll never be able to grasp what you can do until you are open to being uncomfortable. So take it. Run with it. Run with it in splendor, with a smile on your face saying, yes, I've got this. I'm embracing this. I'm going to enjoy this part of my journey. I know it feels a little weird and freaky, but this is going to be one awesome, uncomfortable ride. Let's do this together. Being uncomfortable is good. So go out today and be uncomfortable. Have fun with it. You know, and you can even remind your hubby or your wife, if you're the gents that are listening. I think sometimes it's hard as spouses when you see the other one kind of like, oh, they're being stretched and they don't like feeling uncomfortable. Encourage them too. Say, you know what? This might be a good thing. Look at this possible opportunity. It's real easy to hit the negative wagon and go on that train, but that's not you. So you can help them and encourage them and empower them to see the beauty of being uncomfortable. Go out and do it. Have fun with it. I just love it. And I want to hear your stories. So send me your stories to yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. I really, truly want to hear from you. Because if I don't know what's going on, it's hard for me to serve you. And so I'm truly here for you. All right, here are my hugs and my loves. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.